With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. He now says the U.S. will hold off on striking power plants inside the country for 5 days. On Truth Social, he also held out the possibility of a resolution to the war and claimed U.S. envoys have been holding talks with what he called a respected Iranian leader. Hundreds of immigration officers will be deployed to U.S. airports to help with security.
The expanded role for immigration officers comes as TSA screeners have worked more than a month without paychecks because of a budget impasse in Congress. In recent days, travelers have waited many hours in airport security lines. The president's decision is drawing concerns that the agent's presence may escalate tensions. Border Czar Tom Homan is leading the new airport security effort and says the plan is a work in progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oil prices remained stubbornly high in early trading, with the price of Brent crude, the international standard, at around $113 a barrel. International Energy Agency's Fatah Birol, executive director.
This is the challenge we are facing is a global challenge. I think no country will be immune to the effects of this crisis. If
the U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether states can continue to count late-arriving mail-in ballots.
All 50 states require ballots to be cast or postmarked on or before Election Day, but 14 states and the District of Columbia have grace periods for receiving and counting regular mailed ballots, ranging anywhere from a day to several weeks after the election. A final ruling will most certainly come by late June, early enough to govern the counting of ballots in the 2026 midterm congressional elections. The 2020 election saw 43% of votes come through the mail. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. Two more Indiana abortion clinics are closing their doors.
Planned Parenthood says the facilities, both located in Indianapolis, will shut their doors permanently as of April 3rd. The Trump administration's efforts to restrict taxpayer funding for abortion are being blamed by Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. Meanwhile, Indiana's abortion ban is being tied up in court by a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious faith and therefore protected by the First Amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon says the Trump administration overreached by issuing a declaration that sex change operations for children are unsafe and ineffective. Judge Mustafa Kusabihai states that HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did not go through the proper administrative procedures when issuing that declaration back in December. The declaration also warned doctors they could be excluded from federal health programs. This is SRN News. The UK's prime minister and local residents are reacting after a Jewish charity had its ambulances set on fire.
Police officers were called to Golders Green, a London neighbourhood with a large Jewish population, after receiving reports of ambulances on fire. On Monday morning, Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the incident as a deeply shocking anti-Semitic arson attack. Talking with the AP, local councillor Peter Zinkin says he's in no doubt that the attack was aimed at the area's large Jewish community.
The distress and anger of the local community, which I represent, as to what has happened, burning ambulances in the middle of the night, is a disgrace.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Air Canada regional jet struck a fire truck on the runway of New York City's LaGuardia Airport last night. Photos of the wreckage reveal the impact of the collision crushed the front nose of the plane. More at SRNNews.com.